Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey, Uplifters. Our verse this week is from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19. And in it, it says, "We have this hope, a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul." When we think of anchors, we usually think of the thing that holds us in place, right? Like if you're on a boat in the middle of a storm or even just wind, we need an anchor to make sure we don't float away, blow away. In fact, I've used this very verse to say that exact thing in an uplift before. That hope is the thing that holds us in place, that keeps us in the right place in the middle of a storm. And it is the only way I've ever used or heard this verse used. It is one of my favorites. I've always sort of played with the idea of getting another tattoo of an anchor somewhere near my foot that has this verse next to it. It brings me peace in the midst of hard times, remembering that there is still and always will be hope for me for the future, so that when things do get stormy, I have something to keep me grounded. It's a powerful image, isn't it? So a few weeks ago, I was hanging out with a class of pastor students, seminary students, and one of them gave me a perspective on this verse that I had never heard before, and it stuck. It has just stayed with me over these past couple weeks. She said this verse gave her an image of the anchor always being the lowest thing. Like you're in a boat and the anchor goes down and sits at the bottom of the lake, right? You might be sinking, but the anchor is deeper. The anchor is always at the deepest, darkest, scariest place. When you think you're at the bottom, the anchor goes lower. It's always the lowest thing. And if hope in Jesus is our anchor, if Jesus is our anchor, then that means there is no place deeper, no place darker, and no place scarier than where Jesus has already been. Yeah, that sound you hear is my mind being blown by this interpretation. Even if this isn't exactly what the writer of Hebrews was getting at, it's still a powerful image, isn't it? It's why I've always liked that line in the Apostles' Creed about Jesus where it says he descended into hell. I know it's a strange one to like since it seems like really the least positive line in that whole thing, and why would I like that, right? Why would I like the one line that reminds us that death won for a little bit? Well, as a pastor, it's a question I've been asked more than once. Why does the creed say that Jesus went to hell before he was raised? Now, some people like to say he was battling it out with the devil down there, and while, yeah, I do kind of like the imagery of Jesus kicking ass in an epic fiery battle, I think it's just another reminder that there is literally nowhere that Jesus hasn't already been. Nowhere. Not even hell. Not even death. Even the worst death. Jesus has already gone through it, already been there, and already conquered it. He won. Even on that dark 3 days where it felt like death won, it didn't. Death never gets the last word. The scary things, the dark things never get the last word. Sometimes it feels like it, don't get me wrong. Honestly, things feel really dark and scary and kind of hopeless lately. How much more are we supposed to take? How much more bad news and disaster and illness and tragedy can we all realistically, collectively handle? It feels like we're really deep in it, doesn't it? But when you're sitting in the depths of despair, in grief or illness or depression or anxiety or any struggle that feels like a literal pit that you are stuck in, the hope we have in this anchor is that no matter how low we go, Jesus has been lower. Jesus has already been there. Jesus has already been there, and yeah, it doesn't end with Jesus being in hell in the Apostles' Creed, in the scripture, in the gospel. Jesus has already been there and broke it wide open, made an exit plan, and led the way out for the rest of us. See, love wins. Always. Love wins. God wins. Jesus wins. Remember this in those moments where you feel like you're alone in the pit. Because Jesus has already been there and he lit a way out. He won. And so will you. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.